The Murawari people of regional New South Wales have proclaimed their nation a sovereign republic. Fred Hooper is the convener of the People's Council of the Murawari Republic, and he says the principle of terra nullius sparked the Murawari people's intent to claim sovereignty.
The Mabo decision actually gave the Miriam people of the Murray Islands ultimate title over their land when it, when it said that they had possession, use and occupation of their lands. So how can the High Court give the Miriam people ultimate title to their land, yet give other Aboriginal people an inferior title? And that inferior title, you have to work your butt off to prove, that you have title to your land. So what we're saying is that, Mabo doesn't count with the Murawari Republic. It counts in the sense that it nullified the principle of terra nullius, and we all know that Australia was built on a lie. So Australia needs to produce the documents to show their legal tenure to the land.
So what would the practical ramifications be, talking about things like I heard about an Indigenous passport, obviously services like water and health, if you're going to proclaim your own republic? Is this something that you look to take care of yourself? How is this going to work?
What we've done, we've formed a People's Council, a Murawari of the Murawari Republic. And you could see in our declaration, there's a whole heap of things that we will do through our declaration. One is that, all people within that lives within the boundaries of the Murawari Republic will be a citizen. We've developed our own constitution, our own draft constitution, which looks at the governance of the country, looks at how the parliament will be set up, looks at the functions of the parliament and functions of the administration and all that as well. But I can tell you at this stage, within our constitutions, one of the things that we can assure, especially a lot of property owners within the boundaries of our republic, they will have a say on what happens in their country, on their properties. At the moment, they don't have a say on what happens under their ground. They have to, if the government produces an exploration lease or a mining lease, then the property owners don't have a say in terms of whether those people can mine on their property. What we're hoping to do is to talk to other countries that have got very successful health programs and education programs to maybe, provide some assistance in developing our health system as well. But, at the moment, Australia and the Australian federal government and the state governments are failing Aboriginal people, and they're failing dismally.